Nicholas stared at the Overlord Dragon. He stared blankly into the face of timeless death, and no longer cared. His thoughts drifted away from the knot of anguish swelling up inside of him, wandering back to the Saturday morning long ago, to when he first saw the Crow.
Where to begin? The evening in the fog? The first time I heard the sound of the piano come creeping along the corridor? The scene on the platform of the underground with Miller? And the terrible scream rushing through the crowd to me? Or further back still to the first vague premonitions? I remember long ago when I was a student going to a party. We were very young. We sat round the fire with the lights out, playing a game we called Horrors. The idea was for each guest to describe the most horrible thing he could think of. We each took our turn. I remember I had something naive about a skeleton. It was good fun. We laughed a lot. We had all taken part except one shy, pretty girl, who sat on the outskirts of the circle. In a silence, she said in a low voice, "Shall I tell you the most horrible thing I can imagine? You waken suddenly in the night. You have that ineffable feeling that there is someone else, something else in the room with you. You stretch out your hand for the matches to investigate. And quite quietly and simply, the matchbox is placed in your hand." Somewhere in one of the philosophic books of the East, there is another story about a glass eye. It concerns, if I remember rightly, a beggar who one day asked a philosopher for alms. The philosopher refused and went on his way. But the beggar was a trier and pursued him, shrilly demanding money. He pursued him right out of the city, till at last the philosopher stopped in exasperation and said, "All right, I'll give you money, but on one condition. One of my eyes is a glass eye. Tell me which eye it is, and you shall have all I possess." The beggar looked at him intently, and at length said solemnly, "Your right eye, master, is the glass eye." The philosopher was astonished. "Tell me how you knew," he cried. "That eye was made by the greatest craftsman in the world. It should be impossible to tell it from a real eye. How did you know that my right eye was the glass one?" "Because, master," said the beggar slowly, "because your right eye was the one that had a compassionate look in it." "I remember Iris Jackson, the colour girl who used to dance for Bertolini, remember her? Got killed in a knife fight up in Greek Street about 2 years ago. Well, she had it bad, and one night she'd the devil's own yen and couldn't get a drop of the dope. She was screaming mad, screaming. She smashed up everything in her dressing room, ran round and round, throwing things against the walls and yawning all the time. Bertolini asked me if I could get her any of the stuff, and in the end I said yes, I could. I was so sorry for her, and went round to Spike Abel's place and begged a paperful from Spike himself. I went into the kitchen first. He lit up an oil lamp and I had a look at the fitments. It was exactly the way I had expected. They were just done. What with old McKillam's skimpit work, and the general damp and decay of yon house, they were fair fallen to bits. It was just a matter of fitting new ones, and I started on that job straight away, with Gemmell fidgeting about in the background like a hen on a hot girdle. I worked quick so's I could get finished and away before it was too late. I got done with the kitchen and the upstairs places inside the hour, and then I said to him, 'The front room, what about that?' 'Oh, aye,' says he, 'the front room, yes. You'll have to do that, won't you?' There seemed to be something on his mind. He stood thinking for a wee. Then he says again, 'Yes, the front room. Well, it's this way, just along here.' Somehow it didn't work, she said to me long afterwards. We weren't in tune. But I admired George's integrity so much, he was so straightforward and honest about it all. And I looked at her big, sad, white face and pondered deeply. Either she had great courage or else she was just plain stupid.